Today, we're going to have a little discussion about energy, 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 energy. And to preface this a little bit, like if you go to any depth in quantum physics, right, and you get to the concept that we're all energy, right? There is no such thing necessarily of matter, depending on what level of science you want to go to here. But that energy moves all of us, right? It's that we're energetically connected to things, people, ourselves, nature, whatever it might be. And I'm going to take this on a little bit of a path here and define masculine and feminine energy, right? And the reason I bring this up is that it is often an obstacle to someone claiming their throne, right? To actually being a king. And because there's some confusion or social confusion, and I'm not getting into the idea of sexuality, right? I'm just talking energy as a whole. And the idea that, and this is going to cover two bases here at once, right? It's going to cover the king base and it's going to cover the kid base, because it starts when you're a kid. And I'm going to start this off a little bit with a story of my life, right? When I got divorced, my kids were small, I guess 2, 3, 7 and 8, 6, 7, I don't know, in that area, give or take a year or two. And I had a shop, right? And the shop was not far from my home. And a lot of times we would go out after supper. I'd take my kids out there and they played on the shop floor with nuts and bolts and made little cars and whatever they did. And I was super proud of my oldest daughter because she knew all her wrench sizes. I could say, hey, go bring me a 3/4-inch wrench. And I would be kind of putting things together for the next day or whatever it might have been. And we spent an hour or two out there, you know, a night or two a week. And that was just part of our life. And I realized when I was doing that I was rewarding her for the masculine energy that she was producing, right? The idea of accomplish, focus, and so on. And maybe I should start this off a little bit with defining, or at least my definition, and this isn't a hard definition, this is the generality that I would define masculine energy as: driven and focused and mission-oriented, right? Like an outcome-oriented. And I would define feminine as loving, nurturing, and that type of energy. And we both carry all of it, right? You know, we both have both, but I'm just going to make that, for the purpose of this conversation, define them as such. Now, the reason I started that story is I realized that my daughter, I was rewarding her for being focused and driven. And I made the connection that, wait a minute, I'm kind of treating her like a little boy. And she loved it, right? She loved the attention. She loved my love. And I rewarded her in that way, right? But I started thinking a little bit. I'm like, wait a minute here. Like, how am I nurturing her as a girl, right? And I started to see some sibling rivalry. At that time, I had 4 kids, right? The youngest was a boy and I had 3 girls. And the second oldest girl was the princess, right? Like, she was the princess, right? And I started, and this is what kind of ticked this off in my brain a little bit. Like, wait, I'm the princess, doesn't have to do any of this. The princess doesn't feel rewarded by doing this. That's not the energy she's living in. And I became conscious and I started rewarding my oldest daughter for being a girl, right? I didn't embrace that. I didn't reward her for that. And she, because she received so much, you know, of my attention and love, and she had that time with me when the other ones were off playing other things, like, she started being rewarded for that. And I started paying attention that, like, this actually goes on all over the world, right? And I went back to my childhood and I'm like, well, wait a minute here. You know, sure, I grew up on a farm and I worked with my dad and that was great. And I also, and great credit to my mom in this regard, that she developed this loving, caring nature that I have and actually prepared me to be a single dad like I was. So I'm super appreciative of that. I'm just, you know, at this point, I'm just sharing my journey. And the idea that, you know, when I was that age, you know, I realized that my mom rewarded me for all of that. And it was good to a point, but what I didn't get, like, my soul had to carry this part a little bit. I didn't get a lot of reward for the loving, nurturing, whatever, right? And my mom, once again, I mean, I grew up with 4 sisters and a brother, and we would switch off, right? We would have barn chores, house chores, and our house chores weren't put the dishes in the dishwasher. We canned all of our food. We You know, it was, you know, we cut the wood. We did, I mean, it was like real chores. And we would have three house chores and three barn chores. We'd switch off weeks with those daily responsibilities. When there were crops and stuff, I helped all the time, you know, as well. But and the diversity that my mom wanted all of us to have, including the girls having, you know, some hard work and you know, some of the farm work, was important to her. And it proved out to be very valuable in my life. But the part that I see happen in other families and other men is like, they are rewarded, like kind of the revolution of women, right? Is like, you know, you don't need a man, you don't need all this. And right, to survive, you don't need that, right? And the other way around, like men were, you know, rewarded as boys for being loving, caring, nurturing. And the masculine part for boys, where did that ever get developed? Like, I had some good fortune that we had friends and we could go, you know, have our fights out behind the barn or whatever we did. And it wasn't punished, right? It was be like, okay, behave or take that outside or whatever it was. It wasn't interrupted, right? And it wasn't like it would appear to the outside. Like, it was not a fight. It was like playing, you know, and we both embraced it, you know, whoever I was with. But my point in all of this is like, so we get to a culture where men aren't really permitted to be kings, right? If when I first started this and I said, you know what, I know there's a voice in you that wants to be a king. And I got some pushback, like, wait a minute, what do you mean king? Like, you're going to actually step up and take charge of things? Like, what gives you the right? You know, what gives you the authority? You know, I thought this whole relationship thing was supposed to be an equal thing. And it is energetically, but it's two opposite energies, you know? And when I got divorced and I became super aware of this, I dated some and I realized that in some of the relationships and some of the women I met were very masculine, right? They would come at me with like kind of a masculine approach, like, I am strong, I am this, I am all these things. And I'm like, that's really kind of a turnoff. Like, you're not a strong woman, you're a weak woman, because you can't stand firm in your femininity. You can't be loving and nurturing and so on. And then there were some very loving, warm, you know, very loving women that were just totally attracted me. And I was told on the opposite side of that, like, wow, like, you're like a real man. And I was also told that, like, wow, you're like kind of an egomaniac, you know, you're kind of a, you know, arrogant or whatever it might be. You know, so I was sorting through all this and to bring this all back, I realized that men are growing up and they're not sure that they can be assertive as a king, right? They're rewarded, and our culture punishes men. For a man to stand up and say, oh no, 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 this is the way it's going to be. Like, this is the way it's going to be for my kingdom. And if we see a family where a man is actually leading the family and his wife is following, like, there are people on this earth that go, wait a minute, this is not the way it needs to be. There needs to be all about compromise. This needs to be all about this. We do this together. We make decisions together. And they have all kinds of rules for that relationship. But they don't support the idea that a man can be masculine. They can lead, focus, and a woman. And it's no less. Like, let me make that very clear. The energy and the feminine energy is equal, if not more so important. However, for you to actually be the man, you need to step into your masculine energy. You need to own it. And you need to be okay with being focused and driven. And you have to be okay with some criticism, because your decisions for your kingdom are dependent on you deciding that your kingdom is first. I had a discussion with someone yesterday who has a daughter with some anxiety around compassion, right? She's a super loving girl. She's 15. She just loves things, and, you know, and she can feel the energy of everything, right? She can feel the energy of a bug, you know, or a bird suffering, and she can feel all the energy, and it drives her crazy, right? Because she wants to save the world and she can't, and when something's suffering or died, it's just unbearable for her. So we talked about this a little bit, and it came to the point where we make a decision of focus, right? And I am fine with things living and dying, right? I grew up on a farm. You see things live and die all the time. And it's not that you don't love and nurture the animals that you have in your farm, and we certainly did. But when they die, it's, you've did what you could, you know, and it's part of nature. And you just, not that you're immune to it, but you understand it's a cycle of life, and it's an energetic thing. It's not that you focus on like everything that's gone wrong. And what I helped her with a little bit was I said, okay, you know, if a lion is chasing a zebra and catches and kills a zebra, is that happy or sad? Well, that's super sad. Like this zebra suffered, you know, and all these things. I'm like, well, wait a minute here. What if I showed the picture of these baby cubs starving to death over on the other side? Now, was that compassionate that they eat, or should they starve to death? Oh, well, I didn't think of that. Like, geez, you know, and pretty soon you get to see that there's actually a cycle of life, and the cycle that you defend and you protect will thrive, right? And you need to make the decision that you are in charge of your people and your family, and that's your priority. And when you go out and get the zebra, like, you are proud that your family's being fed. In fact, that's a responsibility. And I don't know that it feels like a responsibility to do it. To me, it feels like I am super proud of the fact that I am able to provide for my family, not just financially, but emotionally, and hold the space for them and give them a spiritual light, enlightenment, and connection to the world. Like that, I have a lot of pride in that. And it's a process, right? The higher, the more experiences I have, the more things I screw up, the wiser I get, the more I can give. That's a part of the process, and that's part of forgiving yourself. But the idea that you have a very clear line that these are my people and the suffering outside of my family, it's not that it's irrelevant, but my people come first. If my wife needs me tonight, like the other guys are like, sorry, dude, like I can't be playing pool tonight or playing cards or whatever it is, you know? And it's, and like a guy, I will just say that like we fear like being our woman's bitch at times, like to be frank, like, we don't want every time she whistles, we jump, right? But at some point, she has to trust you. And if you're never going to jump, and you have to assess this, and there's times where the best thing for the kingdom is to say, you know what? I need to take a break. I need to recharge. And you have to defend that if it's the best thing for the kingdom, right? And you have to develop the wisdom by a series of mistakes, sometimes awful painful, on what is the best thing for the kingdom. So, when we get to the idea of I guess where we started here is the masculine feminine energy, what I want to get back to is where in your life do you stifle either your children, like your girls, where do you train them and reward them to be masculine? And on the other flip side of that, where do you train and reward your boys to be feminine? Now, to develop that energy in them, great thing, okay? But what I'm looking for, and I'm asking you to look for, I guess more accurately saying, is where are you misguiding them into an energy that's not their nature, right? Where are you rewarding them for being something they're not, right? And it's easy to see, like, as you get older and you get into, and I discovered, like, you know, when I was divorced and dating a little bit, it's like becomes super obvious where, like, we have this woman who's obviously very feminine that's pretended and trained and believes to some degree that she has to be masculine to be worthy. And then you have this masculine who's masculine in his soul. He wants to take control of the situation, like not control, like to dominate it for himself, but nonetheless take control and be able to provide. But he's taught that that's wrong and bad and that... And he's rewarded in his lifetime. Maybe he's raised by a single mom, or maybe he's got sisters, and he's raised to be super and overly nurturing that the other part of him is all but dead, except maybe a little spot in his soul. And for the men that are out there that may feel like that, like, whoa, you know, like this isn't, I have this part in me where I want to actually take charge. Like I want to own this part of me, and I want to exercise, and I want to live this part of me, this masculine part that is focused and driven and wants to provide for my family. But I've been shamed and I can't even put a good handle on who that is even is. I'm like, I'm kind of afraid to even step out because I've not lived that. I just know there's a voice inside of me that wants to live that. And I'm afraid, like, I don't know the first thing about it. I feel something in my soul, and that's the first step, right? That's the first step to say, okay, like I acknowledge that this, I have this feeling and I want this for my family. I want this level to be able to provide for this level for my family. So let me ask you, where in your life are you not living in your full masculine? And where are you training and rewarding your little girls for they're masculine for being masculine, and where are you rewarding your boys for being feminine?